Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, Baruch Maboyim. I suspect that all of you feel the same excitement that I feel. I don't mean about the shmooze per se, but about being here in the yeshiva to welcome you all back to the Kosei Beis HaMedrash. I can rightfully assume it's the recognition that all of you have, the koach of Torah, the chashivas of being together, the chashivas of being as a group, the chashivas of being in a central place of limud, and it enhances the quantity, the quality, the kiruv levavos, people chaverim, everything is different than the yeshiva. And that's why we're here. So, you know, normally I think we always have a debate every year, you know, is the summer zman a different zman from Pesach, same zman? I think Kuyam Opi is definitely a different zman this time. No shalom about it, definitely different zman. It's an exciting time, a time when we have a chance to grow, an opportunity to, which you've all seized the moment, the next couple weeks we'll be together, Mir Hashem, to study, to grow, Hasmada and Yerushamayim, Midos Tovos, and our appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the job he's given us to grow, become Yerayim V'Shleimim. So Yishkayach for all you guys. Yishkayach. I don't mean for the nachas that you give us, but just the fact that, you know, you have the appreciation of the recognition of this chashivas. It's very special, meaningful to me, and it's a reality. It's such an exciting thing to hear that there's Talmidim out there who can be out there, could go to, I don't know if you can go to camp now, I'm not sure about that, but you can go out there, get jobs, and be home, the luxuries at home, the beautiful meals at home, and your own schedule, and no one's going to watch over you. Bakir's not going to hack you about coming to Minyan, or I'm not going to hack you about coming to Seder, but right, it's so nice out there, but it's not nice out there, both. It's nice in the Kosei Beis HaMedrash, and Shkaya for joining us. I'm telling you, I'm just going over and over again because I'm very excited about it. I wish I could be here with you guys all the time also, but Hashem has other plans. Anyway, Rabotai, there's just initially, that's the first shmooze, Rabotai, just talk about the power, the koach, what we're doing with the koach of Torah, how powerful Torah is. The pasuk talks about the machokas between Korach v'Adaso and Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe finally says to them, Vayom Moshe Korach Shimon b'nei Revi, I'm sorry, the pasuk before, Rav Alchem b'nei Revi. Says Rashi, you know, Dover Gadol, it's very Miss Rashi, Dover Gadol Amarti Alchem, I told you something very special. You know, what's going on? Below Tipshim Heim. They weren't Tipshim. Shekachat Hisra Bohem, V'kibgu Aleim Makariv, Elohim Chotan Avshosem. Whatever that is, there's a whole shot with that. Means in the post and the Rishonim, but that's not the point. Then Rashi says, V'korach Shepikeach Hoya. Right, the third line of Rashi, Korach was a Pikeach, he was a brilliant person, a smart person, a Gadol, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Maro Rishtus Zeh. What kind of stupidity? How could he ever think about doing this? Right? I think there were 250 plus him, plus Moshe Rabbeinu rather. Right? So I think that's the odds of and Moshe just told them that only one person come out alive, or the rest of us will perish. They have a chance of one in 251, I guess, if it comes there. If I got the Cheshvan right, I think that's what it was, 250 plus Moshe Rabbeinu. They have a chance of one in 251 to come out alive. I would not give too much for those odds if my life's at stake. Right? So that's Rashi's Kasha. Right, you have to be a shota. Okay, they had their own cheshbon, their chatan of shosim, but Korach was bekeach. He was bekeach. So, how could he be so foolish and stupid to do something which the odds so far are so far against coming out alive? You know, he's one person. There's 250 out there. Moshe Rabbeinu's on the other side also. Says the Rashi, ain't no hitas. He made a little mistake. Rosh al shelos gedola yotzi menu. He saw a tremendous lineage coming out from him. Descendants Shmuel, Shlokel, Kedek, Moshe, Aaron, Shmuel was so great. Omar, Bishvigo, Ani, Imrat. Obviously, I'll be saved because Shmuel's going to come from me. Mesrim, Arba, Mishmaros, Omdus, was Neimanov, and all the Mishmaros will also come. Kulam, Esnam, Bruach, Kodesh, Gedol, Eidor, Shnemer, Kohel, Bonham, Mehemen. Omar, Efshukal, Gdua, Hazos, Asidu, Ramel, Dimeni, and my Edom. You think they all come and I'll be destroyed, I'll be forgotten about, I'll be quiet. You know, it doesn't make sense. Of course, I'll survive. Therefore, he felt confident. Right? So he thought, because obviously I'm going to be saved. Look who's coming from me. So he made a little mistake. He thought he would be the one to be saved. Right? Because look at my descendants. But he made a mistake. He didn't see properly. His children, right? B'nei Korach HaMesu. Right, they stayed alive. They did tshuva. Moshe Yeroah, But Moshe saw. Moshe saw with clarity of vision. He saw what it was going to be. He can figure out. He saw there was the children. But he himself, he made a mistake, right? He thought it was himself. The kasha both is, the obvious kasha is, how did Rashi answer his kasha? Right? He answers kasha to a large degree, but Lamaisa, right, the truth was, right, the reality was that Korach's children would stay alive, would do tshuva. How come Korach didn't think of that one? You know, I'm going to stay alive because of my descendants. What about the children? I mean, that's what kachave, right? That's what actually happened. So how come he couldn't figure that one out, that, okay, it's not 1 in 251 anymore. I don't know if he had 2 or 3, I don't know how many children he had, so it's 1 in 5, 1 in 10, whatever it was, but still, why Rashi saying he assumed he would stay alive? Why should he assume that? What kind of pretty foolish guy? I mean, you don't walk on a tightrope, you know, if there's a 1 in 2 chance you're going to die, right? It doesn't make sense. So I would still say, you know, Korach Bekeach Haya Marosh Tuzdeh. The Terez, I think, a chaver of mine one time said, I think Pshat is, that Pshat is both, because Korach was a very smart person. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He analyzed, he saw his kids, he knew his kids pretty well. And he made a cheshbon. He figured, I know my kids are so much into this, they're really into this, I can't say the word rebellion, but into this, you know, to this matzav, into this situation, they're trying, they all feel that Moshe made a mistake, they're all willing to get up and stand against Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach was convinced that these people, seeing who they are and where they're holding, they'll never do tshuva. They'll never do tshuva, it's not for them. I know my kids, not going to do tshuva. He was a smart man also, see, his koach of analysis and interpretation of where his kids were holding was such that he came to the obvious results, to him at least, that I'm going to be the ones who stay alive. My kids will never stay alive, you know. They're not going to do tshuva, they're not going to change. Elamai, they'll be killed. So if it's me or them, so I'm going to stay alive. That's what he figured. That's because he'll never do tshuva, right? And that's what eventually happened is not going to happen. He predicted that it won't happen. He couldn't foresee the possibility to such a degree that he was confident to put his life into his own hands, take his life at, to risk his life, because he knew that he would be the one to stay alive. That's what Rashi is telling us. So Rosh, just think about it. It's mind-boggling. Umayse did do tshuva. So why they do tshuva? Because they were there and they saw, they heard Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw, they heard, they sensed his amitus, they saw the power of Torah, how, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was a person teaching pure Torah. And when a person's connecting to Torah, when a person's connecting to Torah mitzvahs, Navodos Hashem, there's a special purity, a special holiness, it helps, as Chazal tell us, as mezakas nefesh, it purifies the soul, and lets him see emes, lets him see the truth. So Korach didn't understand, made a mistake, right? He didn't realize how powerful Torah is. And he didn't realize, in spite of all the derech hateva dika, negative aspects, and all the things which would not enable his kids to do tshuva, he made a mistake. He underestimated the power of the hashpah, of the amitas haTorah coming from Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth, that would win out, and that would convince his children that you guys are wrong, and the children are wrong, and Moshe Rabbeinu is the real one. You can tell there's a special koach that a person has to be receptive to the power of Torah, to the power of mitzvahs, the power of ruchnis, the power of emes, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah rabotai. It's all there in the Torah. And Korach's kids saw that's what happened. That's how Korach's kids, against all odds, right? All the psychologists will predict that they'll never do tshuva. It's not shayach. He was bekeach Korach, but he said to himself, they'll never do tshuva. I know they won't do it. But that was without the recognition, without the depth of the hair of understanding of how powerful the koach of emes is, how powerful the koach of purity is of Torah, and therefore they eventually did tshuva because that got to them. But both of that should be a special inspiration to us in the beginning of this new zman. We're coming down, but that's here. We're here for the Torah, and the Torah has tremendous powers to change us, to enable us to see through that there's so much out there, so much sheker and so much filth out the world out there. It's so hard to see proper Torah hashkafa. The odds are against us. The odds are in terms of pure physical, you know, psychological messias. Well, we can't. There's so much attracting us. There's so many beautiful things out there. Attractive, kachatayv. Everything's out there. Rabosai. But we have the power of Torah, which is influencing us, which we're delving into, which we're harving on. Gata Masas Atamin, we're Masriach in this, and absorbing Das Torah, absorbing the Derech Hashkafas Torah, both. That's the power we have, Rabbi, the power that Torah has. And we can Masriach tremendously, put ourselves into it. But that's in general, both. But a little more specifically, you know, we go ahead, we're Zocha to be back in the yeshiva. Kai Yisrael's bezochan by and large to go back into the Bate Knesset, Bate Midrashos, and we earned it. Hopefully Hashem saw. Hopefully we did our thing to recognize the faults we had and to mechatek ourselves. Especially I'm referring to davening. There's a lot of aspects, but referring to davening, that we didn't have the schus for a while to daven with the minyan, daven in the Beis HaKnesses, but we have it now. We have to appreciate what it means, that the power, the schus that we have to daven, what we can accomplish through davening. The Pasuk talks about, says Moshe, after he hears that he invited Korach and his people to come, let's talk a shmuz, let's talk about this, you have to realize what you're doing. So Korach said, no way, if you blind us, we're still not going to come. Vayichal Moshe Ma'ot, Pasuk Tasvav, Moshe got very angry. And he tells Hashem, Al tefen al minchasam, don't respond to their mincha. I never took anything from their holster, but don't respond to their mincha. Says Rashi, Ufibshuto, Hakatorish, Hey Makriv Mufanecha, Mocher. They're going to tomorrow bring a Ktorish to you. Don't respond to their mincha. Don't respond to the Ktorish. Al tefen alehem. The Ramban says a little more about Ramban says. He doesn't like exactly Rashi with the Ktorish. Ramban's a little different. Ramban says, Al pshuto. About two-thirds of the way in the first column, Al Pshuto, Ki Bavur Shahayu Ela, Rotsim, Bechuna, Lahakrav Karban. They want to be Kohanim. They want to bring Karbanos for Kai Yisro. Amar Moshe, Al Tefen Al Minchasam, Al Tefen El Karban Shakriv Honecha. Don't go ahead and respond to the Karban which they'll bring. El Tfilo Shisparucha, and to the Tfilo which they'll daven to you. There's the minchasim, which the pasuk is talking about, which Moshe ben Storm is referring to the karbanos in the tefillah. The tefillah is mokum karban, the karban tefillah are the same idea. But Moshe was concerned. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, he begged Hashem, he bowed to Hashem, Al tefen al minchasim, don't respond to the tefillahs, don't respond to the karbanos, and let's show them that Moshe ben, I am the one that you chose, and my decisions and my appointments were appropriate, al pi Torah. Don't respond to them. And both sides, I think it's the Alter Mikelm says. He says, what kind of havmida did Moshe have? Yes, daven to Hashem, please don't respond to them. To respond to who? To Korach. Korach was, firstly, was wrong. But she was wrong, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the right thing. All the stuff, all the people he appointed was himself, or Aaron, or Yosef and Uziel, right? They were the right people he chosen. Moshe didn't do anything wrong. So Korach makes it a story. It's not up to Hashem. You did it on your own. Hashem, please don't listen to their tefillos. Listen to the tefillos, I mean, listen, they're wrong, simply. And much more than that, Alter Mikelm says. Can you imagine what would have happened if Hashem would have listened to the tefillos? So Hashem would have let Korach be in charge. Moshe v'tarosa emes is out the window, right? It would be a different Torah. Now, would it be terribly, drastically different? I don't know, but Hashem picked Moshe Rabbeinu because he was the one that was roy to give. He was the proper manik, with the proper meat, was the proper tzidkis, not someone driven by covet and a drive to be in charge and power. That was Korach. Korach was a person driven by covet, and he wanted the power of being in charge of Kai Yisrael. It would have been a different Torah, but all the generations from Moshe Rabbeinu until now would have been totally different. Torah would have been different. It would have been a different manik, a different leader. It was with a cheshma. Hashem picked Moshe Rabbeinu. So, but Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. You know what's going to happen? He'll daven, and he'll bring karbanos tomorrow, or bring karbanos later on, and you're gonna listen to his tefillah. Come on. What's the big... I'm so concerned about that. It'll never happen in a million years. It can't happen, because it would be a drastically different Torah. What about Hashem's Torah? What about Hashem's master plan? Out the window. No more Moshe Rabbeinu, no more Moshe Rabbeinu with Tarasa Emes. So what's going on? So it'll be a different Torah. Or Korach's Torah. That's not what Hashem's plan was. And that would be obviously a different Torah. Different people giving it over. A person who wants covet. A person who wants power. That's what we want as the Manik Hador. It's crazy. Says the altar from Kelm Rabosa, you see, right? The ultimate Zetmer Defun, right? Zetmer Defun Rabosa, you see. That there was a chance that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned. The chance was there that if Korach would daven sufficiently, the kavanos would be sufficiently strong in terms of, I guess, the kavanos behind are properly done, the power of field can overcome all those concerns which I just mentioned, all those plans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and enabled Korach to be the leader. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, please, listen to my tefillah. Right? I entreat you, I'm begging of you, please, don't listen to his tefillahs. I know you might, there's a chance you might do, because power of tefillah is so chush, so powerful. When a person davens with all his kavanah, all his might, all his intense feeling of hargash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please answer my tefillahs. It's so powerful, it can potentially change the whole master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, change the whole Torah's Moshe out the window, it'll be Torah's Korach, a different leader, a different different manik of chayis over shalita. Who knows what will happen? I don't, can't foresee that, but that's the power of fuel about say. And finally, in the last psukim at the bottom of the page, next week's parasha in Chukas, after the May Meriva, the Rosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, the famous lines, "Yan Raman Tembi, because you did not have enough trust in me." Therefore, you will not bring. I'm telling you, you will not bring Chai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, "Ochein lo saviyo b'shvua." He swore. Rosh Baruch Hu, "Ochein lo saviyo is a shvua." It's not just you're not going to do it, but I'm promising. I'm taking shvua an oath right now. Nishba b'kfitz, he jumped up and he swore like a very firm shvua. Shoyirbu b'tfila al kach. He was afraid. Baruch was afraid that Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aaron, would daven so much and have such a successful prayer, such a successful tefillah. So Baruch, please allow us to overturn your rule and please change your mind, Hashem, let us into Eretz Yisrael. That he would listen to them, right? He would, you know, they would daven so much, and he would have to go ahead and respond to them. So therefore, Hashem says, "No, I'm taking a shvua. I take a shvua. I'm untouchable. The psak din is finished. You can't shut. You can't change it. I can't be over in a shvua." Hashem swore to make sure he doesn't daven. Rabbosai, this is mind-boggling. I don't understand Rabbosai. I don't understand. What was Hashem afraid of? They'll daven. They'll do gezunt. They'll do tshuva. Do everything, you know. Okay, so let's see. Hashem, when that happens, so you go ahead. I don't think Hashem was impatient. I don't want them bugging me. I don't think it was concerned. They might daven and overturn the gzeira. I mean, if they daven keroi, they do proper tshuva, they daven with enough kavana, and it's appropriate, it's worth it to go ahead and overturn the gzeira. So let them do it, right? Hashem's a person of emes and tzedek and yashus, right? If they're deserving to, the tshuva is appropriate, the tefillah is appropriate. So what's Hashem afraid about? Elamai is such a terrible avera. There's no way they can never be allowed to. They can never be roy take Chai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that means El Davin, El Davin, and they can't overturn it. What's he afraid of? He's afraid of Emes coming through. They're afraid they'll do tshuva if they're entitled to go into Eretz Yisrael. So let them do it. If they're not going to be entitled, so he has to swear, make sure they don't Davin too much. And what's going to happen? Nothing will happen. Whatever happened, it will be fine. Hashem will judge down the new situation as it's appropriate, right? What's he concerned about? Good kasha, right? Teres Rabosai, you see, again. Oy, Rabosai, your marv tonight better be good after these two shmuzim. Your marv better be full of kavana, because like this is unbelievable. Rabosai, look at this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that Moshe Rabbeinu would daven, such a davening, which al pi derech, normal hilchus rules of tshuva and charat and pleading and all that, it's not going to work. It's not. You can't overcome and over outweigh the terrible avil of Yanu Amantabi. It doesn't. It's not. Doesn't match up with such a terrible aver. Nothing can do it. Really, nothing. The tefillah should not be able to do it. However, there's a special. I don't know what you're going to call it. Maybe a special. A special bonus. I'm not sure what it's called exactly. There's a special koach tefillah which doesn't make any sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special. I don't know what we call it, a bonus, I don't know what we call it, a special injection of power, which it shouldn't have. It should have because it's tefillah, but al pi normal hilchas, you know, tshuva and hilchas, you know, charat and hilchas, you know, are you deserving? You're not deserving, right? The fact you elevated yourself and you have such emunah b'Hashem, you know, it doesn't make sense. It shouldn't overcome the aver which you did. And you shouldn't be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, but Hashem's hands will be tied because the power of tefillah, Hashem gives that power of tefillah. When you go to Hashem with sincerity, it's worth twice as much, three times, five times as much as it's really worth. When you measure everything else, all the other mitzvahs and the Talmud Torah and Rima, whatever it is, it should have a certain value. Right? That's because that's what the value is commensurate to the person's growth, how much the person most nefesh, how much the person believes in Hashem, all the above. But there's something special about tefillah that when you do tefillah, when a person focuses and does whatever he can about tefillah, it's like if nimbishur zedin. I can't even explain it. I'm not sure if I can explain it properly. But that's the koch tefillah on both sides. So Moshe, Hashem was afraid that they daven with all their perfection in davening. They're humbling themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem will say, you know, they really shouldn't lead Chai Yisrael. It's not according to all the rules of Hilchus, you know, judgment and Hilchus Tshuva and Hilchus Vekas B'Hashem. It doesn't make sense. But maybe Hashem has a special love for Tefillah so much that he gave it a special koach that he has to respond. Hashem felt I have to go ahead and swear, so that once I swear, nothing I can do. You can't. Then you're up against a brick wall. Nothing you can do anymore. Rabosai, please, Rabosai, just machazik yourselves and appreciate how much you can accomplish with your davening. Yeah, if you kept, we're zocha to come back into the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses, and the shuls of the minyan, and how valuable it is. And you know, Hashem does not, no tefillah ends up being not listened to. Hashem does not leave any tefillah reikam. Right? It's always answered, sometimes not right away, sometimes not as a person wanted it to happen. Maybe you wanted this, Hashem gives him this, but the tefillahs are so valuable beyond what al piderach ha-derech should be. It doesn't make any sense. And it can overturn, you know, help Korach and all, with all the rishis and all his, you know, trying to change Torah's motion, get rid of Moshe Rabbeinu, can help him do that because that's the power of tefillah Rabosai. So we have to appreciate the koach of Torah, which we're being exposed to now when we learn and sit in Bukharuses and we hear Shurim, we daven. The koach of Torah is so powerful, how much of an impression they have upon us, number one, and number two, Rabosai. Yeah, on a more specific level, right, focus, there's so much koch ha-tfil, a person puts himself into it and has the proper kavanah, the proper humility, the proper recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being in charge. When he does that and exhibits for HaKadosh Baruch Hu proper tfil, there's no limit to how much power, how much koch can have. Shkayach.